And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 26th of September, 2013. It's the birthday of George Gershwin, the composer, born Brooklyn, 1898, who, at the age of 19, along with his childhood friend Irving Caesar, wrote a song called Swanee, which Al Jolson made into a huge hit, and George Gershwin was on his way. It's the birthday of T.S. Eliot, Thomas Stearns Eliot, born into a prominent Unitarian family in St. Louis in 1888. The man who wrote, "Shall I part my hair behind? Do I dare to eat a peach? I shall wear white flannel trousers and walk upon the beach," from the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock, 1915. It was on this day, 1957, the musical West Side Story opened on Broadway after a great deal of trouble. The choreographer Jerome Robbins had the idea 10 years before of a retelling of the Romeo and Juliet story set in the streets of New York, and he got Arthur Lawrence to write the story and Leonard Bernstein to write the music. And Lawrence wrote a draft of a musical he called East Side Story, in which there was a Catholic gang, the Jets, and a Jewish gang, the Emeralds, and it was set during the Easter Passover season. They put that aside, and then in 1955, Lawrence and Bernstein were working in Hollywood. They were sitting by a swimming pool at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and they were talking about the news, including gang violence in Los Angeles between whites and Hispanics. So they decided to change the story, have a Polish-American named Tony and a Puerto Rican named Maria, and East Side Story became West Side Story. They had a hard time getting producers interested. They thought the story was too depressing, too much like opera. They couldn't find a lyricist. Finally, they got Stephen Sondheim, who was in his mid-20s, and he convinced a friend of his, Hal Prince, to be the producer. It was hard to find actors. They needed leads who were good singers, who were actors, who could dance, and who looked like teenagers. And then there was a problem with the billing. Jerome Robbins insisted on being the director. He also wanted a credit that the show was, quote, conceived by Jerome Robbins. So the creators were barely speaking to each other when it opened. In general, West Side Story got pretty good reviews when it opened, but that year all of the major Tony Awards went to The Music Man, a little musical about a small town in Iowa. Here's a poem for today by Kirsten Dierking, Sailing on Lake Superior. Before us now, the edge of the earth, below us, the nearly endless cold, around us, nothing but shimmering water, the miles of empty and sparkling blue. For a few hours, the sail fills on toward infinity. Shadows of our delicate bodies ebb and flow across the deck of our delicate boat. What if the beautiful days, the good and pacific temperate moments, weren't just lovely, but everything? What if I could let it fall away in the wake, that ache to extract meaning from vastness? Let this suffice, the ease of thinking it all goes on, whether we're here to see it or not, the splashing waves, the sun-tipped gulls arcing across the radiant world. Sailing on Lake Superior, a poem by Kirsten Dierking from Northern Oracle, published by Spout Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.